Ladies and gentlemen, for the presentation of this year's scholarship class of 2017, I'd like to give you the chair of our scholarship committee, Kate Mendez.
I'm not sure I love this mic. It sounds a little bit from the other side like someone's talking to a flower bowl. He does this to me every year. Every year. Okay, I know it works, Mindy. That wasn't the point. Okay. All right. So, since I think it's been adequately drilled into you all that I am, in fact, a teacher, I'm going to go with the usual teacher rule, which is that I can't talk when others are talking. So, if I could have your attention for about a minute. So, every year, the NFB of New York holds a scholarship program. We usually have 2 to 3 recipients. This year we have 3. To qualify for one of our scholarships, you need to meet a couple of criteria. One is that you be legally blind. I can tell you that everybody up here fits that criteria. The other is that you are attending college either here in New York State or attending college somewhere else, but you are from New York State. And all of these 3 fabulous people are actually attending college here in New York. They're pursuing a variety of academic degrees in a variety of subject areas. And this is their opportunity to get to introduce themselves to you, tell them a little bit. Okay, apparently Mars is calling. this is their opportunity. This is their opportunity to introduce themselves to you and to tell you a little bit about what they're studying, where they go to school, and any other information that makes them unique. It's always a privilege to work with the scholarship finalists, to have an opportunity to get to know them, bringing new faces, new people, new interests, new talent into the organization is a tremendous privilege. So thank you again, Carl, for appointing me this year. And without further ado, let me begin to introduce the scholarship finalists for 2017. I'm going to go in alphabetical order. This mic, it really does sound a little fuzzy. Okay, so Decker Ayers, are you behind me still? Okay, there you are. Come on over here, the mic is...
Hi, I'm Decker Ayers. I'm originally from the Binghamton area, but I'm from Owego, New York, a small town, but I had to say it. I was declared legally blind about 2 years ago, and everything's kind of new to me, but it's kind of really cool. I go to school at SUNY Canton. I do emergency management and then a minor in criminal justice, Homeland Security, I'm sorry. I'm doing it all online, so I spend a lot of time alone, so this is a definite change for me. I'm not used to talking to people. But I just ended my O&M training, and I am starting to get used to everything, but it's really nice being here. I like it.
Well, welcome. I'm going to ask a peanut gallery off to my right to sort of bring it down a couple of notches, just because we have a tight agenda. And your comments are hilarious, but they always sort of put a hitch in the get along here. So if you guys could just bring it down a smidge. Okay. Carlin George. Not right in front of me, so reach out with your left hand. You'll feel the podium. Right about chin level.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. My name is Carlene George. I've been blind. This December would make it 7 years. So, thank you, I guess. So I'm still kind of getting new to this blind thing. I attend Brooklyn College in Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn. Shout out. I'm studying, my major is communications, my minor is radio and television. I'm hoping to do something in the radio field later on in my career. I'm planning to go to law school or grad school. I haven't decided as yet. Everyone here, thankfully, has been very nice and welcoming to me, so I really appreciate that. And as I'm here, I'm taking in so much information. There's so many things that I haven't known about in the blind community. So I'm glad that I'm here. And I'm hoping and I'm looking forward to going to Minnesota. So, Dan, I'll see you in about a year. Thank you, guys.
Welcome to you as well. And our third finalist for this year is Bruce Sexton from Syracuse. Yay! Among other places.
Well, hello, NFB of New York. Hey. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
I'm doing great too, and it's great to be here. I've been a Federationist for a very long time, so it's really nice to be in a new family of in New York here. I've been in Alaska and California, but I do plan to stay here. I have a job at the Burton Blatt Institute afterwards. I'm at the Syracuse College, Syracuse University College of Law, my third and last year. So I have two kids that you may have seen around, and I, Jenith, my partner, and I brought Gideon. One interesting thing about me and our family is we lived in India for 1 year. And talk about travel experience. That was a totally different type of travel experience. Anyway, it's really good to be here. I'm really excited to be with you, and this convention has been one of the best.
Can I please get one last round of applause for the scholarship finalists of 2017? Okay. And please make an effort over the course of the day and tomorrow to get to know these folks. I've had several meals with them. They're lovely people. And we want to make sure that they feel welcome and involved. So, you know, part of being a scholarship finalist is being a little bit of a celebrity. So feel free to introduce yourselves and get to know them. All right, Carl, I'm going to pass this back to you.
Did your committee know when a committee
was there? Usually we announce that at the end of the day, but I'm guess we're using that same room, right? 3134?
Whatever you want to use.
Yeah. Okay, let's discuss that later. Usually we announce it closer to the close.
Okay, no problem.